a bonfire of narcotics. The BTS has come out with a new graphic for all of us to enjoy. And lastly, Bangkok Airport sees a rise in the amount of tourists. That's all coming up on today's Good Morning Thailand.
Could you please take a moment to click the like and subscribe button? It helps us way more than you know.
Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by Thai Vietjet and British International School Phuket. And joining me today is the lovely Natty Warisa.
Hello everyone.
Sporting a tiger merchandise shirt.
Yes.
Very well done, Natty.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Very well. This is going well. Okay.
Yes. Welcome everyone. We've got quite a lot of topics to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off today with Bangkok Airport, because the Bangkok Airport has apparently reported that there's an increase in flights after the Thailand Pass was nixed. That's a new word I learned today.
Yeah, so since the elimination is, I think, what nix is, of the Thailand Pass,
yeah,
flights and passengers have increased at Bangkok's Suvarnabhumi Airport by 10%. Now, July 1st saw the lifting of travel restrictions, including the need to apply in advance for a Thailand Pass,
yeah,
which the government predicted that it would bring a flood of tourists. And so far, Suvarnabhumi has seen a slight increase in air traffic for the first 3 days of the month. The deputy government spokesperson said that for July, they are still on track with the predictions made by the Ministry of Tourism and Sports, saying that there should be 30,000 per day of arrivals this month, and estimate that by October, it would increase twofold, which is 60,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, my initial thoughts on this, Natty, I mean, I'm not that surprised. 10% is actually quite significant, in my opinion. I thought it would be much later on. I thought it would be like late July or, you know, even next month. The fact that people have literally gone onto their phone and booked their tickets, or perhaps they were already pre-booked, who knows. But yeah, the fact that people have booked their tickets and they're excited to come this early on into July is also quite brave of them, because, you know, it's Thailand and sometimes changes become unchanged. But yeah, I'm glad that people were positive enough and brave enough, and they've made their way to Thailand. 10% increase is, it's fairly decent. And also, I think, I mean, just looking from the reaction of our viewers, for example, a lot of the people were ecstatic. They were happy that, oh, finally the Thailand Pass is gone, the insurance is gone, and all the excuses or all the reasons that people stated that they wouldn't travel to Thailand were gone. And now they're like, all right, fair enough. They've finally properly reopened. Let's go to Thailand. So 10% increase. Good job on Thailand.
Yeah. You know who else is celebrating?
Who?
The government.
Of course.
Because there is a joint campaign between the Ministry of Public Health and, yeah, Ministry of Tourism and Sports and the Ministry of Transport. And they launched, or will be launching, rather, their first official appearance. That is not what it says, sorry. They will be launching the Thailand Moving Together campaign, which is a program designed to show that Thailand is ready for a surge in international flights and tourism. And guess who is going to be joining that event?
The Prime Minister.
He might join, but he is not scheduled to join.
Is this in Bangkok?
Yes.
Is it the Governor?
It is the favorite Public Health Minister, oh, Anutin Chanwirakul,
who
will be making an appearance after, yep, returning from a recent trip to Europe where he caught COVID.
And, yes, and recently recovered from COVID-19.
Yes. There's so many PR campaigns going on. I can't even keep up with how, yeah, many campaigns are going on. But we are definitely excited to have more tourists come to Thailand.
We're in the era of PR campaigns. You know, we've got film festivals. We've got random festivals popping up every now and then. You know, I only hear about it. Well, they'll be like, oh, Pattaya's got this. Phuket's got this. Bangkok's got this. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, great for locals and expats, as well as tourists, I'm guessing. But like a lot of the viewers said yesterday, for example, I don't travel to Thailand to watch movies. You know, film festival is more local. So hopefully these festivals also improve in their ideas and just standards in general.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'm not here to complain.
No, no complaints.
Festivals are a blessing, and I'm just happy to participate.
Yes.
All right. For now, let's move on to our next topic, which is actually regarding the D word, Natty.
Oh, what is that?
Drugs.
Oh.
That's right. A bonfire is set to be alight today and fuel 40 tons of illicit narcotics.
That's right.
Illicit drugs valued at around 25 million baht are set to go up in smoke today and tomorrow, Natty. The confiscated drugs, which have been stored in a Food and Drug Administration location, are going to be creating some interesting smoke fumes for people living downwind of the FDA's Bangpu Industrial Facility in Samutprakan. Now, of course, obviously, they're going to try their best to just get the fumes out, but hey, you can't control the weather. If there is a strong wind, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching from the Bangpu Industrial Facility in Samutprakan or anywhere near there, I say run. I say go for a holiday. Don't try to risk it. It's not worth it. But drugs must be burnt. They were found in raids, these 40 tons of drugs, Ned, they were found in raids and confiscated from traffickers, nabbed mid-delivery, and they're going to be set on fire today and tomorrow so that they will never be used ever again. The exotic ingredients include 738 kilograms of heroin, 29 kilograms of opium, 4 kilograms of ecstasy, 23,365 kilograms of methamphetamine pills, and 14,482 kilograms of crystal meth. The good stuff, really.
The good stuff.
No. But hardcore narcotics, all of this. And there's also a huge range of psychoactive substances that they're going to torch over the next few days. And I hope that no one's, I hope the fumes and all don't disrupt people's lives, people's homes and stuff like that. But yeah, the fact that they're all being burnt and that this is not going to be hurting someone, you know, hurting their health and hurting the people of Thailand or wherever they might be going. I'm glad that they're burning it.
I'm actually very curious to see the facility of how they're going to burn this, because typically, let's just say like in an agriculture sense, they just burn stuff out in the open and the fumes just go everywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess that obviously they have a proper facility that they burn drugs, you know, a very designated space to burn drugs, and that the fumes are very minimized when they leave the facilities to disperse in the air. I was just wondering, all those drugs combined together and in one hit, what if you secondhand smoke that stuff?
That's what I mean. Like, I just imagine all of those things burning together. Woo-hoo. The fire's going to be green and you know, the fumes. But do you really think they've got a proper facility to make sure that the drugs are burned properly and that it goes only in one direction, not causing any disruption to anyone?
I would love to believe that. I mean, do pay a lot of tax money to create such facilities, so hopefully that is what is used.
But I'm glad you said that, because as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, Natty. That's my quote of the week. Oh, Natty, you're naive.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's the best. That was a joke, by the way, because she's the opposite of naive. Anyways.
I'm very innocent.
ladies and gentlemen, there's actually a lot of people watching us live on YouTube as well as Facebook, Natty.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so thank you for our viewers on Facebook for watching us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to be introducing our poll that we did most recently. Also, we've got the energy minister, who's come out and said some excellent comments on how to save energy. You can't miss that. We've got the BMA saying no to smoking the green and making Khao San Road a green hub, as well as the PTS and its good old graphics. Something to not miss today. We're going to end the show on a high. So we'll be back right after this.
Your next destination is only a click away. Fly Thai Vietjet.
And welcome back. This show is brought to you by Thai Vietjet. And I'd like it to be known that they've got a great promotion right now. Mm-hmm. You can fly domestic for as little as 477 baht this August to December, and as well as 1,777 baht from July to March next year. Pre-book your tickets. It's the time to fly.
For me personally, I feel like 400 baht plus yep. for a flight yep. is actually a pretty sweet deal, because let's say you want to travel domestically by car. Sometimes you have to pay double or even triple that amount to even get to the same destination. So I would say this is a steal. Definitely you should grab those prices while you can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing live comments right now. People saying, funniest show ever. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. Because everything that could go wrong will go wrong one day, because even though possibly our last 10 to 20 to 30 shows had no mistakes,
yeah, we were flawless, of course.
Technical difficulties are technical difficulties. Yes. All right, a big thank you, Nettie, to Ting Tong Farang in Thailand, because guess what,
is he a member?
He's a member.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for supporting the channel. All right, let's address our poll, shall we? We asked a question yesterday directly regarding Surat Thani, and we asked, now that you've watched our episode about Surat Thani, are you thinking about going there for your next trip? And 52% said yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They said, I've never been to Surat Thani, and I never knew that Surat Thani had so much to offer. And 48% said, no, I still prefer other destinations.
Oh, okay, fair.
And yeah, I think that's fair. 52%. If we even convince 52% of the audience to consider traveling to Surat Thani, or the next time they do, you know, go past Surat Thani to stop by and do these activities, that's success.
That is success. Yeah. Can I just add a little bit?
Yeah.
So for those of you who said that you're not interested, I'm just going to guess that you don't like adventurous things. The good news is that we are going to release the Surat Thani in 3 clips. The next clip is actually going to be a chill, relax, and budget day. So everything that we're going to do in the next episode is either free or very low budget and very chill. So there's no hard trekking or like any too much exertion. So if you're into chilling and just enjoying coffee, then the next episode is definitely for you.
That's right. I was going to address this next comment, which is actually about being... which was actually regarding the budget, Nandi. Borna Arabi, one of the commenters on our poll, said, it's probably more expensive to travel down there now, and there are way less people than before. Would rather just hang around the mainland and see places that aren't as touristy and expensive. Well, you've got a point, Borna Arabi, but it's actually not more expensive to travel down there now. And the fact that they have less people there, I personally... like that.
I liked it too.
I don't necessarily want there to be a crowd. But thank you for your comment. But just to let you know, it was actually a very inexpensive trip. You know, we didn't go to Samui, and like, you know, if we went to Samui or like beachside places, maybe we'd be doing water activities like jet ski or this and that, and those cost a lot of money. But like Natty said, when you do watch our episode on Saturday for episode 2, you'll realize that a lot of the activities are free, or they're so cheap that you can do more than 2 to 3 activities in one place. For example, in the first episode when we went rafting, I think it cost, what, 60 baht per person?
Oh, the rafting. Yeah. You mean the kayaking? Yeah. 70 baht per person.
70 baht per person. Yeah. But you could kayak. You know, you can take all your beautiful pictures, you can kayak, you can have a great time. And then the spring water where we were swimming, that's part of the same place. So we spent about 2 to 3 hours there.
Yes.
That was 70 baht well spent.
Actually, and if you don't want to spend 70 baht, you can only, actually to enter is only 40 baht. They charge 30 baht extra for the kayaking. So if you don't want to kayak, it's even cheaper.
30 baht.
And, sorry. No, and it's the same price for foreigners and Thais, if you're wondering.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. So... there's something for everybody in Surat. All right, let's now talk about the BMA and Khao San Road. Natty, the BMA has actually come out and said, no, we're not going to make Khao San a hub for the green.
That is correct. Now, why would anybody turn down such a great opportunity? Well, the BMA said that there are too many schools and temples around the vicinity to turn it into a green hub. He also added that only the public health ministry can regulate the green trade, not the BMA. So the BMA is saying, like, hey, this is not my responsibility to say where the green hub should be. He also mentioned that the nation's image may suffer if Khaosan Road is turned into a green hub in the absence of regulations that ensure all products sold are safe and high quality. Now, the Bangkok governor, our favorite Chacha Sittipan, urged relevant agencies to ramp up public service announcements to discourage people from using from using the sea stuff recreationally, before warning the public that recreational use is still considered illegal in Thailand. However, interestingly enough, the president of the Khaosan Road Business Association said that the government should not miss the opportunity to use the greens to promote tourism. In other words, the Khaosan people want this to become a green hub. However, to limit the adverse impact of legalization on society, the government should instead push for ID verification at points of sales to prevent sales to minors and require vendors and shop owners to set aside space for consumption, as public smoking is still illegal. Now look, Jay, I don't know about you, but Thailand is known as the land of smiles. Gaopengan is known as the islands full of the full moon party. Patpong is known as the red light district. So why can't Khaosan be known for a green space, right? Like, what do you think about that?
I think it's a missed opportunity. I think Khaosan is ideal for this. Look, whatever your opinions are on Thailand going green, see what I did there? You know, it's already happened. It's happening. People are going to, the people are going to abuse it. They're going to abuse it. Legal, illegal, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to talk about that. But I feel like it's a missed opportunity. Khaosan represents a part of Bangkok that's very free. What I mean by that is it's a huge city, you know. In places like Tongla, Soi 11, people dress up. People, you know, there's a sense of, oh, there's nice fancy restaurants, I need to dress a certain way, I need to look a certain way, it's a bit more upscale. But Khaosan is like free. You can wear slippers or whatever you call
elephant
slippers.
Pants,
you know. Yeah, like some Australians call it thongs, slippers, flip-flops, whatever you want to call it,
right.
You can wear shorts, you can wear a t-shirt, you know. Most of the restaurants are restaurants and bars over there, they're open air, you've got buckets. Adding a joint to that just makes sense. And if you could have one designated place within the city where if you want to go and do that, go do it here, it's easier to regulate as well. You know, you can have your checks and make sure everyone's doing it legally with their licenses and only designate that place. And I see benefits in that because the tourists or the people who are not interested in that can stay far away from there, you know. And I think the people who don't like Khaosan in general won't go anywhere near there anyways. And the people who are, you know, who are not open to drugs and not open to, you know, the green, they don't ever have to deal with it ever again.
Good point.
Because imagine, right, you're going out for a nice fancy dinner in Soi 11 with your partner, with your family, and you can just, as you're walking to your restaurant, you can just smell the green everywhere. And it might be irritating to some people. And I get that. Like, you know, live and let love. It's your choice. But I feel like it's a missed opportunity.
I actually have to agree with that sentiment. Yeah. Exactly.
And I think it could be, there are many benefits of, like, putting it in one area, because then it also helps the people who enjoy that, because you meet like-minded people in the same area and everyone can enjoy it together. And those who don't want to enjoy it can stay away. So it's a win-win for everyone. So I don't understand why they wouldn't want to do that.
Jay, for president of the Green Association.
No. It's not that I'm pro the green, because I can't even inhale the green.
Right.
I throw up. My body just can't handle it. But I'm just a person who thinks that, you know, we're all adults here, and now that it's legal in many, many countries, it has its own benefits. Just because I can't do it doesn't mean that other people shouldn't do it, you know? I try to live my best life. That person should go and live their best life.
I like you, Jay.
Do what you please. You are a grown adult, Natalie.
I am grown. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to our last topic before we go take another break. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about now the energy chief. Now, the Thailand's energy chief has come out and said a very interesting comment regarding how we can save energy. Now, we live in a world currently, you know, where there's energy price hikes, you know, fuel's at an all-time high, and electricity even costs a lot of money. So the Deputy Prime Minister and Energy Minister, Khun Supattanapong, he's urged the nation's senators to be role models, Natty. Do you know how the senators can be role models and save energy?
Is it by stop wearing suits in air-conditioned rooms during their parliament meetings?
That's right. That was a real comment from the energy minister, who said, let's get rid of our suits so we don't have to turn on the air condition, and therefore we'll be saving more electricity and reducing energy costs.
How many meetings are they having, and how cold are their meetings, is what I want to know.
Yeah.
But you know, he did justify his response by saying Thailand is facing a double crisis and the government is working to find solutions. And he said that the government couldn't ask for a discount from the oil refineries, as suggested by the former Commerce Ministry MP, because the oil refineries are only making a profit of 1 to 2 baht per liter. So he kind of threw that comment under the bus a little bit. Yeah. And then he said that the government, if the government asks oil refineries to reduce their benefits, they might stop operating in protest. As a result, Thailand would have to import oil from abroad and the price would increase even further. So that is why they should stop wearing suits in meetings. I don't know if that's a sound suggestion, but okay, well, that's what he said.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the equivalent of me complaining that, oh my God, fuel prices are so high, I've got to drive to work every day, and someone just saying, well, don't drive your car then, without really understanding the reasons behind why I might have to use a car.
Actually, using your analogy, you'd be like, oh my gosh, fuel prices are so expensive, what should I do? And be like, you should stop having mukbang. You know, it's like, so like, what are you talking about?
Stop having grilled pork.
Yeah, like, okay.
Sorry, I don't know how to respond to that. All right, well, that's that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take another quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're gonna be talking about the BTS booty. That's right. The BTS booty. Find out more after the break.
Booty.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
That was slightly...
We apologized for...
the transition.
Natty Warisa, she's off the rails.
Okay.
All right. Our show, our second sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is BISP, British International School Phuket. Natty, did you know, do you know what the IA is?
IA? No, I know AI.
Well, IA is International Award, and the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award is a global program offered at BISP that aims to equip young people for life. And they learn skills that will basically help them throughout life, which include components like voluntary service, skill, physical recreation, and adventurous journeys.
Mm.
So send your child for a complete education at BISP Phuket.
Adventurous journey sounds fun.
All right. Last story today, Natty. This is it. We're gonna end on a high note. BTS booty post draws viral attention to train etiquette. Shai, can you please put on this picture? Now, this graphic is actually real. This is a real graphic posted online by the BTS. And the top comment for this picture was, does it have to be that tight?
I have no idea what anybody is talking about. Where's the graphics? Okay, so Shai is like, wait a second.
The Bangkok Mass Transit System, basically, they've gone viral. We're still waiting for the picture. There's a picture from the Bangkok mass transit system that's gone viral. The comment that said, does it have to be that tight, was shared over 500 times, and it was a response to this eye-catching post on the BTS's Facebook. And people were asked not to lean on the handrail poles.
Ah.
So the post was talking about not leaning on the handrail poles, and it's featuring a shocking image of a man using his booty instead of his hand to clench the pole.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
Does it have to be that tight? Oh, I see now.
It is a very graphic picture, but ideally the message is, please use your hand to hold the pole and don't lean against it.
Right.
And they wanted to use that picture to motivate people to do it, because I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of poles in trains.
Is this just me, or is this picture slightly perverted? It looks like he's not wearing clothes. He's just like leaning
just
on it.
It's slightly disturbing. The Post makes the argument that if riders just hold on with their hands, many people can share the pole. But someone leaning on the pole will either hug the pole for themselves or awkwardly leaning on other people's hands while they're hanging on. And the message is calling for etiquette on the BTS, and it's just a strange way of talking about etiquette by showing you a blue man holding a pole with his butt cheeks.
Yeah, he looks slightly evil.
And it's a big butt. The graphic they chose did create to accompany the sensible message may have distracted people as the booty post went viral for over 3,700 likes and 1,200 shares, and hundreds of people were commenting on top of the art. And yeah, please be kind to your companions, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you are traveling on the train and you see a pole, just hold it. Don't lean on it.
I think this might be their most successful PR campaign ever, to not do something on the BTS, because this image is memorable.
I mean, are they just trying to one-up each other? You know, it's like, I feel like the Bangkok mass transit is like, it's like the Twitter beef, you know, roast me. But they're actually trying to come up with really graphic content that can be that can go viral and share it, and people are talking about it.
Yeah.
And is this a PR stunt? That's what I'm asking.
It could be. Well, it's definitely working. We're talking about it. People have shared it over 30,000 times. Yeah. So this is great.
Well, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we thought that was important information for you to know. And the next time you travel on the BTS, you'll think about this graphic.
Yeah. Grab with your hands, not with your booty. Booty.
All right. And Jorgen D has donated once again for the pole dance. Thank you, Jorgen D, for your donation. Hmm. We appreciate it very much. We will make sure we spread the word. Jorgen D has said, don't pole dance on the trains.
Good tip.
Well, he didn't say no or yes, so Jorgen, I'm not quite sure, but yeah, we'll get the message across. All right, it's now time to take a quick break, and then once we come back from the break, we'll be addressing your questions and answers, because it's now time for the live Q&A. We'll be back right after this.
Good Morning Thailand gets up to 80,000 viewers per week, and we'd like to weaponize our audience for you.
That's right. So if you have a business or property or even your house that you'd like to sell.
Private yacht?
Yeah, we could be in space.
I'm not sure about space.
Well, all you have to do is contact us on info@thetiger.com, and you can hire us up to a day or even a week, and we'll go to your property and do the show live.
Good Morning Thailand, coming you.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to answer some of your comments and feedback. Enter the chat, the voice of God.
Hello.
Okay.
Sorry.
They're getting the significantly worse day by day.
The moment you gave me the entrance, I was still stretching. Okay, so you know when there was that whole technical muted difficulty?
Yeah.
Darm1 said, without the live comments, you guys would have continued for nearly 1 hour.
Probably.
Yeah. Could have, yeah.
Probably.
And Mark Robo, our member, said that I love live performances. Stuff happens, and it's about how you recover. It's terrifying, but so much fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now on to the topics that you guys talked about today.
Yeah.
About increased flights to Thailand. Dean said that he bought his ticket in mid-March from US to Chiang Mai for September 1 at a reasonable price. He's not sure he would buy a ticket now at $200 more than what he paid for in the middle of March.
Fair enough. I think that's one of the reasons a lot of people commented on the fact that sometimes it's double the price, and like, you know, $200, $300 extra, people would rather be like, all right, if I can just wait an extra month or 2 months, I can save that $300. And although it might not be a crazy amount, in Thailand, $300 can get you a long way.
Yes, it can.
You can just drink yourself some nice cold beverage every day for that amount. You know, I mean, a lot of cold beverage for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people were asking about the drugs bonfire. Toby Price asked, where is the bonfire going to take place? And then Lee Shepherd, our member, asked, where and what is the direction of the wind?
I do not know the current direction of the wind, but it
first
will
and
be...
foremost, it is not a bonfire. I don't think there's a, like a campfire where people are gathering around with marshmallows. Yeah. Like, oh, nice flavor.
Yeah, it's just a it's like a bunch of narcotics all put together and just burned. Burned. Yeah. Yep. But it's near the Bangpu Industrial Facility in Samut Prakan.
Mm. I like the way you said that word. Bangpu.
Bangpu.
Poo poo.
How do you say it?
Bang po.
Oh, bang poo.
Yeah.
Following the expressions as well. Albert Maynard said that would be the best place to have a rave.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there was another story tomorrow where we'll be talking about either a rave or just an entire village high.
Happy. Yeah.
Scott Shalcross said that surely they have like an industrial incinerator for that, but then if they don't, then I don't think you'd be surprised.
Let's hope they do. Let's hope they do. I'm sure that now that it's out in the news anyways, they would try to do it as proper as possible. Nobody, no government would willingly want to put their citizens in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, for the Vietjet ad, Sick Puppy, our member, said, I love Vietjet. I use them to go to Con Ken and Udon.
It's been a while since we've got a comment from Sick Puppy. Good to see you on the chat, Sick Puppy. Do you like Vietjet?
I'll be honest. I've never flew with them before.
You've never flown Vietjet? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now's your chance.
Yeah.
Because they're our lovely sponsor.
Yes.
Vietjet gives... This is even... I think Tim's spoken about this. So he always goes to Phuket on Vietjet. And the reason is they always have the best prices.
Yeah.
And it's my preferred destination because, you know, sometimes we only get 2 days advance notice that we might be able to go for a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my preferred option is always Vietjet. I mean, yeah, they're Thai Vietjet, especially. They're a low-cost airline. It's nothing like, you know, like they don't market themselves as anything that they're not. They get you from Bangkok to Phuket with great service and, you know, the cute uniforms that the cabin crew wear. And they're great at what they do.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm laughing because as you're talking, I can feel your excitement.
Yeah.
And your legs keep pushing my chair away. So I'm like, like Vietjet, right?
I apologize. Like Vietjet. They're cool. They're all right. They're great. And it's great. It's like, you know, I've been flying them for years and now they're sponsoring the show. It's like...
It is
a dream come true. It feels great. It's like, oh, wow, we're sponsored by an airline. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Mm. We're going places, Natty.
I was just getting corrected by Jason Little. He said that the narcotics, right, it would be burned out back, just like he said. But we don't know what they'll do. Anyways, when you guys talked about Surat Thani for a little bit, not available, said that less people is nice. Like having less people there in the location.
Less people is nice.
Teddy Bear said, my first visit to Surat Thani was in 1989. It's a long time.
It probably has changed quite a bit. I can only imagine that because, you know, the paveways or even the places that we go to are now, like, they have nice concrete ways, paths for trucks to pass by. But back in the days, I'm not too sure how expansive were the lanes even.
It was a very smooth ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how it was back then, but, like, we drove for hours. Like where we were staying and the places that we needed to go, there was at least a 1 hour drive
everywhere
in the morning. And but we had a great time on the roads. Like no bumps, no like. It felt like it was quite a new road as well. So maybe it's newly done, you know, in the last year or so. But it was actually great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mandalik S. Rao said that those who enjoy nature may prefer Surat Thani, but not those that prefer nightlife. The city life here, yeah.
Yeah, that is a true statement. If you're there for the nightlife, that is definitely not the place for you to go.
Yeah.
It's more about nature. It's about like blending in with the nature, I would say.
It's more about inner self-realization.
Heal yourself.
Okay, when you talked about the greens and Khao San, Albert Maynard said, good save, Natty. You almost said the C word.
Yeah, I was reading it halfway. I was like, can I do this properly? Okay.
Toby Price said that Khao San Road has been a green hub for years. And then PG Santa said, I still think the government is going to roll things back in a few months.
Oh, was that a pun? Rolling
back? That's a nice one. I did not realize that.
No, I don't think so. I think what I'm afraid of is things getting out of control.
Mark Lin said that I like the way it has been legal for less than a month, but there's already a huge supply.
That is true. You know, once it got legalized, did you know that cannabis trees, you can plant them in one day? Puffy ones.
Yes. She did not realize it,
you
right?
You did just say the C word, but it's okay.
I did not know.
Anyways.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll get flagged. Anyways, was one of the topics you talked about, like, about not wearing suits in the meetings anymore? Yes. Yeah. So, Gunnar Horpstad said, naked government.
Naked government.
Everyone's
naked.
Everyone's
please,
free.
No.
Free the suit.
Or tank tops. Imagine tank tops in the meetings.
What are they called? Wife beaters?
Why are they called such a violent name?
I don't know. I always wanted to, I thought it was an American thing because I heard it from Hollywood movies, so yes. I wasn't sure why they're called wife beaters. Is it just, I don't even want to know. Maybe I don't want to know.
Maybe. You don't.
Let's just, I can just move on.
But it's ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm. Tony the Tiger 86, our member, said, might as well have a meeting in the swimming pool if you're going to stop suits in meeting rooms.
Probably.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, now to our favorite topic, the BTS booties.
My
booty,
favorite.
Booty, 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 rock it all the walk, get down. All right.
Henry Kim said it looks like he is holding on tight.
Oh.
And he emphasized on tight. Tech Symbol said, I think he's stuck.
He might be.
Brandon Baptist said, I have to say, it definitely gets the point across, the graphic that they showed.
The horror on the face of the lady there, who's clearly wearing a university clothes, I'm guessing?
Like,
yes. University outfit, just trying to get to her school or going back home. Mm-hmm. And that treacherous blue man with his butt cheeks and clearly works out.
But have you ever experienced that for yourself, Jay?
No.
Really?
What, putting their butt cheeks on the pole?
Yes, yes. I've actually experienced that so many times where people lean on it, but they don't just lean on it, but they put their butts there too. And you can feel the squishiness.
Okay, sometimes. So I might be guilty of like fully leaning on a pole like that, but not like
the cheeks?
Not really the cheek
I
doing
wish you
that.
Could see, I wish you could see Carmel's hand. She's like,
I'm trying
not
like,
with my cheeks like that.
Please, this show today has
okay,
just
I'm
been
sorry. Yes,
off
yes,
the rails. It's just gone down the drain. No, but okay, and I've definitely not experienced that personally. I feel sad that you've had to experience that. You kept your hand and then all of a sudden you feel a butt.
Yes, squish.
And Carmel, the voice of God, she just does whatever she wants, really.
Sorry.
Just walks into the train carriage and says, leave! I must have my space.
Oh, no.
It's easier to balance in the train, not gonna lie, because when you don't have like a pole to hold on to, you just end up bumping into people, and it's a lot more uncomfortable doing that because my hands end up touching weird places when the train like goes through.
Can you describe weird places?
Like, no, like sometimes it accidentally touches people's butts because like I don't have a pole to hold on to. So the train in some stations, it just goes like boom, boom. Especially after Prompong.
Yes, you're right. No, and during rush hour, I get it. You know, sometimes you're squished up and then like when the train starts and stops, sometimes it's too fast and then you fall on people. And everyone's always like, oh, I'm sorry. But it's kind of like, you know, it's understandable. That happens.
Yeah, Frankie Chu on Facebook said, do not touch the poles at all. God knows what germs are sticking on it.
Or touch high.
Can I tell you, not a secret, but I guess now it's going to be open. I always stand like this in the BTS.
Really? What? But then
so
how do you balance?
I always have one hand holding this, and then my other hand's holding here.
Oh, yeah,
I never let my hand dangle because I'm quite tall as well. And I'm afraid it would be extremely inappropriate if, like, my hand hit someone's butt, men or women, especially women, like, you know, if I hit their butt. And how inappropriate would that be? It would be embarrassing for me. It would be embarrassing for them. And I might get slapped. So I always put one hand holding this, second hand holding this.
Yeah, actually, that's how I secure myself as well. But if I don't have anything to hold on to, my legs, I have to like stand at a certain way that I can balance myself upright.
And, yeah. And like I feel like the general population is a lot smaller than me, so I like to keep my hands above my shoulders in general. Like, I'll be like trying to play with my phone or something like this.
But your gesture like this and this kind of looks like that Italian gesture. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, no, okay, never mind. Let's keep going.
No idea what you're talking about.
Dominic Chan, our member, said, "Are there real pictures of this man holding like the pole with his booty?"
What?
Sorry?
Are there actual pictures of it, like, or it's only that graphic?
I've seen pictures of it like a joke, like I've seen like on the New York subway, like, and I've seen females do it, but I never thought that was a real picture, and if people really do that, I don't know.
People do it here in Thailand, apparently. Anyways, yeah, that's all I picked up.
All right.
And then the comment section is just people going like, today's show is a lot of information.
What a fruitful episode today.
Very fruitful.
And for some reason, I feel like it's probably going to get the best viewing figures.
PG Santa said, we need a caramel split camera for these occasions. It's like the way I'm describing
possibly
stuff.
In the future, yeah. Everything that could go wrong went wrong today. We had sound issues. We had camera issues in a way. We had ads coming on that weren't supposed to come on. We've had booty slaps, inappropriate booty slaps. We've had inappropriate topics, inappropriate jokes possibly, but then again, we're here on a Tuesday morning for your entertainment. And ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed it, because there's about 400 people watching. If you have enjoyed it, please click the like button, please comment on the video afterwards. And let us know your thoughts and feedbacks on any of the topics. Only the live viewers will get to enjoy all the snafus that happened today, as well as the people watching live on Facebook. We hope you've enjoyed it. This is not generally the level. I would like to say we're a bit more classier.
Oh, really? Okay.
I feel like we're a bit more, there's a bit more production involved.
Okay, yeah.
But every now and then it is fun to do these kind of episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't all be gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise you wouldn't be able to appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're justifying ourselves so hard.
We're literally just making up excuses out of my
clenching device.
Yes. Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen. we hope you've enjoyed the episode for whatever it is. For now, I'd like to say thank you, Natty.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Carmel. Thank you, Vishai, behind the buttons. And thank you, all the viewers joining us. Thank you for all the donations.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for the donators. We appreciate your donations. The members, of course, supporting the channel always. And the viewers. Every little helps. Thank you to the viewers for watching our shows.
Our Facebook viewers,
please like,
too.
Please share.
Facebook
and, of course, Facebook
too.
As well. We appreciate all of you. And thank you very much. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Bye.